The need for Ghana to be self-reliant has been re-emphasized. Speakers at the maiden Dan Latte Memorial Lectures were unanimous to point out that the philosophy of domestication as propagated by the late politician Dan Latte is of much significance in the nation's quest for development. The editor of the Inside newspaper, Kwesi Pratt, says the nation's leaders must be bold to implement policies that will free Ghanaians from modern-day colonialism. Here's a report by Augustus Akwe.
Although the late Dan Latte was a man of many parts, he will most definitely be remembered by his popular mantra, domestication. Mr. Pratt decried the growing dependence of the country on imported goods, including foodstuffs that can be grown locally. He said the concept of domestication put forward by the late statesman was one that highlighted the superiority of the African to gather resources for the collective good of all.
Even in the airport residential area in Laboni, Osun and all, people carry buckets and yellow gallons to fetch water in the morning before they can drink and take their bath. Is it any wonder today that many people who are sick refuse to go to the hospitals because they cannot pay? It is because we have failed to harness our resources. It is because we have failed to develop indigenous technology. It is because we have failed to protect what our forebears left for us. It is because today we have surrendered everything, including our minds, to those responsible for the transatlantic slavery and those who impose capital colonialism on us. It is because today in our country, many of our leaders are not even learning from the mistakes of those who preceded them and their own mistakes.
The Minister of State in charge of public service, Al-Hassan Azon, said though Mr. Latte didn't win an election, his policy of domestication won the election. This is because the concept is now not the idea of one person, but the dream of many. He said government is doing its best to resource the National Development Planning Commission to spearhead a national vision. The spokesperson of former President John Kufuor, Frank Ejekum, said the power of Mr. Latte's convictions made him an outstanding man. He noted that all politicians shared in his domestication ideology. It is an approach to achieving this that makes the difference.
Augustus Akwe's report.